Hello. Hello, Murfam, and welcome to Season 2 of Murstar Podcast. We have made it all the way to Season 2 of this podcast series, and I'm just very thankful, and I'm very appreciative for all the support that I get across all of my podcasts, my premieres, and stuff like that. So, you know, hello. Welcome to Season 2. As you can see, it's so different now. Different screen, different stuff, just different music. Just, you know, pump it up. We're in Season 2 of Murstar Podcast. Okay, so this podcast episode is going to be different to how it usually is. So yeah, this is actually my first Q&A. So I've generated some questions and received some questions from people, from some people who have already done or featured in an episode of my podcast. And, you know, they're asking me questions and I'm going to be answering. So, you know, I'm not going to be with anyone else today. It's just going to be me. And I'm so interesting. I'm so interesting. I'm so amazing. I'm so iconic. And now I'm so, boom. So I'm just amazing. I know. Okie dokie, so, you know, this is just a little start to Season 2, and the next episodes you'll see more people, you know, different episodes will have one person, like me and another person, some people will have me and two other people, you know, we're getting in, we're starting new, we're doing some more stuff this season. We're gonna start off the season with a banger, and we're gonna be doing a little Q&A for you guys watching at home, or school, whatever you're doing. If you're watching it, I don't know, wherever you're watching it, that's cool and nice with me. Okie dokie, let's start off with the first question, and that is actually with Marvin. Marvin featured in the Murstar Podcast episode 1, Getting Into the School Groove, and episode 10, Season Renewal, which is our last previous episode. Okay, this first question is, how did you react to getting 100 subs? Okay, so before getting 100 subs, I knew that I was getting close to 100 subscribers. So I was planning on my PlayStation at the time to record and make a 100 subscriber special, which, you know, I uploaded on July 21st. And, you know, this was a very big thing for me, a very big day. You know, it was big, you know. So, and I actually reached 100 subscribers on May 1st. So, I was talking to, you know, Amanda. You see him on some of my YouTube videos on YouTube. He does this being to Muhammad also, you see him on some of my videos. And we were just discussing on what we should do for 100 subscribers. So this is what I did. I made a Fortnite montage. So I usually did that at the time. A Rocket League montage. I also did that at the time. Fortnite Funny Moments and Rocket League Funny Moments. Like, I already made a Rocket League Funny Moments with Jack. He's also in some of my videos. On YouTube and stuff. So I made, you know, another one. Rocket League montage. I mean, Funny Moments. And that was all in one 100 subscriber special. So then I also did this little short thing, like a little movie thing, a little player skit with Amanda in what's it called, Party Royale, as a fish or something like that. Some, I don't know, just being weird and stuff, we're just vibing. And we also did this thing where we're playing a box fight, and then we see this portal and it teleports us to this screen. And then it gives us airstrikes to destroy this wall, and behind the wall it said 100 subscribers, Mirror Star, something like that. So it was really nice, it was really fun to make. And it did take more than 2 months or something, maybe more than a month. Over a month, definitely. So it was really big and strong to plan. I also got voice messages from some of my friends, like loads of my friends, and included them in the video of them saying like happy 100 subscribers and stuff like that. It was a very, like, big moment. It was really nice. It was really cool to see and just doing stuff. It was really nice. Next question from Marvin is, if there was no food, what would you do? But there's a catch. You're immortal. Okay, for those who don't know what being immortal is basically when you can't die. Like, it's just impossible. Like, you live forever. So if there was no food and I had to live forever, I had no choice. I would. Wow, that's actually really hard. I don't know, because, like, you know, I never really imagined a situation with me being immortal and having no food. I'd probably just, like, I wouldn't really care. I wouldn't focus on eating food, because I'm immortal, so I can't die either way. So I don't need food to live. So food's not a vital thing that I have to, you know, consume, since, you know, I'm immortal, I can't die either way. So what's the point of even eating food? You know, you can eat it for, like, maybe healthy benefits, or, oh yeah, but wouldn't it make you very skinny? Because I'd be skinny, like, very skinny, but I just wouldn't die. Wow. Yeah, I'd probably just live my life skinny, I guess. Like, very skinny, like paper. Yeah, like, so I never really imagined myself immortal with no food. A very interesting question, that one. Okay, so let's head on to the next question by Marvin. Do you like bread? Bread. I usually don't eat bread. I usually eat toast. Like, bread is basic. I mean, toast is basically toasted bread. You know, bread changes from toast when you put it in a toaster. Yeah. So I don't really just eat bread, I eat toast. It's different. You know, different. Just, you know, a little switching up and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, bread. I don't eat plain bread. I used to, like, ages ago in primary school. Elementary school, and stuff like that. When I had my own packed lunch, I brought my own lunch to school, and instead of toasting bread to take it to school, I would just have it as plain bread with some Nutella on it. Because if I toasted the bread and left it in my lunchbox, for a few hours before I actually went to eat, it'd be really hard if I toasted it. It'd be really, really hard. So I just ate it, you know, normally bread. So yeah, I don't really. Well, yeah, I like bread. It says, "Do you like bread?" I like bread. Bread, cool. What is a good thing about Furbies? Furbies is that McDonald's toy that everyone makes memes out of. Furbies are swag. They creep me out sometimes. Watching it will stare and stuff like that. Yeah, it'll be watching you. It'll be watching you from above, from the skies, from the bottom, from the side. Wherever it watches you, wherever it feels comfortable watching, it will be there. I bet if you look up your shelf and then open your shelf cabinet, whatever you call it, there will be a Furby hiding there. Trust me, it will be happening. It will be happening. So yeah, that's it for all of the Marvin questions. Thank you. Now let's scooch up all the way to episode 2, where we have Natalie. Okay, so these are some questions from Natalie. Are you normally a bright person? Yes, I find myself a very bright person now. As you can tell, I'm a pretty bright person. I'm nice, calm, you know. I see myself as pretty bright. You know, I've got goals. I'm pretty, you know, myself, I guess. Pretty nice. You know, bright person. Pretty positive in my thinking. I've got really positive, straightforward thinking. You know, straightforward. I don't know. I just got good thinking, I guess. I'm nice, cool, you know. I enjoy my life. Living. I'm cool. I'm swag. Stuff like that, and I'm pretty decent with how I'm going so far. I'm pretty happy and stuff with that. Next question from Natalie. Do you see yourself as an introvert or extrovert? I see myself, I don't know. As I was speaking in the season episode 10, I did tell you that I gave myself a weird impression. I don't like giving people weird impressions of me. Like, I've never spoke to this person before, and I just went up to their face like, to give them that one impression of me, that they'll go off in the next few years. I don't know, I find it pretty, I said I'm pretty extroverted, you know, pretty happy and not really that shy. And I don't know, confidence, I guess, but it's not cockiness, because confidence and cockiness are different things. Confidence is just generally being confident and brave. Cockiness is doing too much with your confidence. So, yeah, that's just the difference there. So I'm pretty extroverted, I would say. Okay. What does family mean to you? Okay, this is a pretty thinking out question. What does family mean to you? I feel like it means, it could be to an extent, it could even mean like blood family, which is your actual real life family, like your brother, your sister, your nephew, your cousin, your mom, your dad, and stuff like that. But there's a catch. You could also think of family as a metaphor, like how you call your best friends, if you're a boy, brother, or if you're a girl and have a friend that's a girl, you call her your sister, even though she's not, you know, your biological brother or sister. So you could have them as a metaphorical family. Like, you either give them the same respect as your actual family, or they're as good as, like, I don't know, try to explain this one. Like, respect them, or they're a similar level to your family. They're not your actual family, of course, but they feel like your family. Something like that. That's a very thought out explanation. Give you a very thought out explanation of what I think. Okay, so let's head on to the next question. And this one is by Victoria. Oliver, of course. Sorry, Oliver. Oliver's in episode 3, which is football, history, music, and Minecraft. These are his questions. What convinced you to create a YouTube channel? So, I don't know, actually. But I do have current YouTube inspirations. What actually made me do it was, you know, I would scroll through YouTube and I was like, I actually like watching these, and I always imagined the life of me doing that, and I was like, yeah, it seems so nice and clear of an image in my head, and I wanted to take it and make it my own, of course. And it was originally called Mirrorstar Gaming. Even if you search at Mirrorstar Gaming on YouTube, it'll still come up with, you know, my channel as of Mirrorstar YT. Because, you know, I had it for a few years. So I changed it in 2020 to Mirrorstar YT. So yeah, I really miss them. I like watching these videos, like these old gaming videos, like basic games. Like, I know, I started off with basic games like Roblox, Minecraft. I really liked Dennis Daly. Like, my YouTube inspiration for, like, people, like, back then, it was, like, Dennis Daly, what's it called? You know, people like Dennis Daly, Coral, but he's not there anymore. Oh, the Pals. Yeah, people like that, like, Sub-Zero, I forgot the other people's names, Sub-Zero, X-Tabay, and so on. Yeah, I really looked up to them. But nowadays, mine are, like, It's Funner. Like, ITSFUNNEH, it's funny, and Tico, for the Roblox, I mean, no, Minecraft, no, Fortnite Fish, Tico, and it's funny, like, it's funny goes to Roblox, Minecraft, and occasional other gaming videos, and Tico does Fortnite, and sometimes other gaming videos, and stuff, which is really nice, and it's really cool, because, you know, we do something similar like that. Nice. Okay, next question. Who inspired you to create a YouTube channel? Who inspired me? Yeah, I already basically answered this question. You know, originally it was like people like pals, funny, maybe even pokey. Poke. Was it pokey or poke? I don't know, but that Roblox guy. I don't know. I never really actually watched him, but my friend. You know. He would watch him, I'd watch them. And I always wanted to live that type of life. And I liked it. It was like nice. And this is something fun I could pursue in my mind, you know. So something that I actually wanted to hop along. And it's not a trend. I don't really find that phase either. It's more like a dream or aspiration. So yeah, next question. Do you want to do more podcasts in the future? Yes, of course. As I am doing now. That's, you know, nice. I am willing to, of course. I'm planning on doing more episodes, of course, for you guys to dish out and serve. You know, your boy's gonna be doing that. So yeah, I am pretty excited and willing to do more podcasts. So there will be more podcast episodes in the future for you guys. Don't worry. I won't stop. Just me, I won't stop yet. You know, it's not that time period yet. Don't worry, guys. I'm still here. You still got me for a whole nother, I don't know how long, but don't worry, I'm still here. I'm not going. Definitely at least for the whole of season 2, I'm pretty sure. Do you like Teletubbies? Teletubbies are swaggish. Teletubbies are like one of the coolest things on earth. Teletubbies are legendary. Teletubbies are amazing. Teletubbies are iconic. Teletubbies are just like, if you don't like Teletubbies, then I don't approve of your message. I don't approve of you not liking Teletubbies. Because imagine not liking Teletubbies. Teletubbies are like cute little, well, not cute, but sometimes there's scary memes of Teletubbies that are very creepy and haunted people and stuff like that. But you know, we're not gonna fix on the negative of Teletubbies. And I heard there was a Teletubbies reboot. We were talking about that in the cartoons section of Chapter 2, Chapter 1, Season 10, Season Renewal with, you know, Enya, Freya, Martin, and stuff like that. Yeah, that's nice. Now, we're gonna head on to the Warriors question. So you can see that we're heading from question up and up. Like, for Episode 1, we did Marvin's question first, and Episode 2, Natalie's question, and 3, my Oliver's now. And lots of Victoria's for episode 4. How do you deal with fake friends? Okay. So, I also did discuss this in Getting Into the School Groove, episode 1 with Marvin. And I feel like if you feel like you have fake friends, never ask them if they are fake. Never, ever ask them. So, even if they're not fake, it'll give them the sort of vibe that you don't trust them. And it'll make them feel that, you know, they're not trusted towards you. Then it'll make them feel like you're fake. They'll be like, you don't trust me, and you're not speaking up about it. So, you know, they'll be thinking that you're fake. So, what you do is, I don't know, still be in that friend group, or be with that friend, but slowly drift off. Slowly find someone else they can be with so you can just calm while still being a friendship. And if you find the perfect person or a good enough person for now, then stay with them and then let the other person, you know, go down with their life. Or maybe have a serious conversation with the other person. Do you think of fate? So benefit. It'll be beneficial for you guys. Have I ever had fake ones? No. Not that I know of. No, not really. I'm a very cool person. I don't think anyone would want to be fake to me. I'm amazing. I'm so iconic. I know I'm top tier. I'm top 10. I'm legendary. No, I'm not top 10. I'm 10. Well, yeah, I'm top 10. Top 9, top 8, top 7, top 6, top 5, top 4, top 3, top 2, top 1. I'm like top 1. I'm so amazing. I'm iconic. I'm amazing. I'm literally legendary. I am just fantabulous. Fantabulous and fabulous. I am just top tier. I don't say this all the time, but it's top tier, you know. Nobody would want to be fake to me like that. Because, you know, I've not done anything to anyone. Not hurt anyone. I've not hurt feelings of anyone. very chill person, very calm person, and a very strategic person at the same time. And you know, I also helped Myrcel Podcast episode 1 to help me with my life and friendships, and episode 1 and 2 helped me with my friendships. I'm joking, my friendships were already fine, but if you feel something's rocky or not happening, go check out episode 1 and 2, they'll help you. Your friends and lifestyle relationships and stuff like that. And by relationship, I mean like relationships you have with people, like friendships and stuff like that. Next question. Have you ever been in a famous relationship? No. No, if not, I don't, not really too. I've not really been in one. I'm not really looking or willing to be in one. I'm not really willing or looking for one because, you know, I don't really find that relevant, I guess. It's not something I'm thinking of. You know, necessary, it's not really necessary to me, I'll think, and I don't really think it should apply to me right now. What is your pet peeve? I really, hate, like, my pet peeve. I feel like my pet peeve's like, I don't know, actually. I feel like it's thingamajig. When you're on a call and people, they're eating food down your mic. And I know I do this all the time, but I also hate it when people do it to me. And especially when it's crisps.
Crisps.
Like, it's so, you know, they're just rustling in their bag for their next crisp. And I feel like when they do it, their crisp packet is endless and it doesn't end. It doesn't end. The crisp packet just always goes. The crisp packet just stays there for days and days and days. The crisp packet will just be there, like, bro. Like, once they're eating on a crisp packet, it will never end, especially on call. I don't know if they finish a crisp packet and just want to keep rustling into the bag just to annoy people, but, like, come on now, please. Stop it with the crisp bag ruffling. It's very loud and it's hurting my ears, please, and thank you, I appreciate it. Have Netflix recommendations? Yes, I do. Yesterday on Netflix is really good. It's like 12 rated, I think, or PG, I don't remember. What's it called? Yeah, Yesterday on Netflix was really, really good. It's a really good thing to watch. It's really fun. It's got people like that girl from Stuck in the Middle and stuff like that. What's it called? I don't know. I remember her last name's Ortega or something like that. Jenny Ortega. I don't know. Oh, Jesse, Jenny. I don't know. Something. We'll begin with a J or something like that. But it was really good. Really good to watch. And I know Squid Games, but overrated. It's a bit too late to even watch Squid Game. But that's also pretty good too. It's really nice to watch. It's really pretty good. Squid Game. I know it's a bit, you know, overrated. Well, no, it's not overrated. Most going down right now, and I know you've already probably got a bunch of hints from TikTok and stuff like that, but you know, it's still good to watch, I guess. The craze has stopped, and everyone's not really talking about Squid Game that much anymore, but still good to watch, I guess. Squid Game's not gonna disappear, so I might as well watch it. I've already watched it. I've actually not finished it. I'm like on episode 9 or episode 10. Actually, not finished it yet, but I think I'm nearly finished it. So, yeah, that's really done. What's your insecurity? Now, I am not the type of person to call something an insecurity. I don't like using the word insecurity. Because, in my opinion, an insecurity is something you don't like and want to get rid of and hate and despise about yourself. And want to and make more people not to see it. But even though there may be something that I have, I don't really have it. It's crazy. I don't have one, and I don't think I ever will. it's because, you know, you're a Majid in a way, and you're a me, be like that. And, you know, there's nothing really to hate about it, because you don't come to this world looking like Kylie Jenner or something like that, or what's his name again, The Rock or something like that, or Michael B. Jordan. Like, come on, just say it. I love myself, and there's nothing really to hate about me. I guess I'm pretty smug, cool, chill. I know I've said this like thousands of times, but yeah, I'm not really the type of guy to have an insecurity. You know, we're all made and designed perfectly and amazingly. I know people say that, oh, not everything's perfect, but by looks and ways, everyone's perfect. Because that's how God works, and we are all his sons and daughters. Rawls children, I mean, yeah, children. I was thinking of the word, if it wasn't coming off my tongue, wasn't rolling off. So, yeah, that's, thank you for, Victoria, for the questions. And I, like, gave that little lecture and stuff like that. Pretty nice. Okay, so episode 5 is with Ashley. Ashley, what made you start podcasts? So, I don't know. I felt like I just needed something new. And, you know, I feel like I needed something new to the channel, because, you know, it's just Fortnite. Sometimes Rocket League, sometimes Rocket League. And, you know, I go for my summer break. It's not like I go anywhere. I mean, I just, like, have a break, because, you know, I've done a lot of work during law school, so I just have a little break during summer and have summer to myself. I could just play games like recording or having to edit or record. And then during that summer, I just start have a podcast. And then start planning out some stuff. Start making the trailers and stuff like that really quickly so I can just get it all out. So I was planning, so I uploaded the trailer September 1st. And then uploaded my episode September 16th. So, yeah, I just felt like, you know, I needed something new, bring something new to the table, to the plate, to the area. Just, you know, get something new, you know what I mean? Because everything was getting a little bit boring and repetitive, and the podcast is doing really, really well, and it is benefiting. So, you know, add something new to it. Okay, next question. What is your favorite thing about the podcast? My favorite thing is, you know, you can make it however you want, and it can be unique, and it's your own ways to share your opinions and express yourself with other people. And stuff like that. You know, you can just show however you want to show your opinion, for example, being expressing stuff. And it's nice, because, you know, see other people's opinions, other people can see other people's opinions, and, you know, just nice. It's like reuniting or something like that. You got to see the other side of people. And, you know, it's nice, it's cool, it's nice to do that. Also use the word cool and nice. I should get like a nice or cool tracker. Every time I like, say that word, it goes up a little bit. What's your favorite food? Now, let's sit down a little bit for this one. Food. No, I like food and all, but I feel like my favorite food, I don't have a specific favorite food, because loads of food is good, but at the same time, yeah, I'm very, very, very picky, kind of. Quite picky. Like, you know, I like food. Food's cool. Food's swag. Food's all that, and, you know. But I think my favorite food would be, like, chicken. Because, you know, she's amazing. Sorry, vegan teacher. Don't come at me. Pasta's pretty good. Some pastas. Garlic bread. That's pretty nice. I know pizza's a bit boring to choose, but pizza. Definitely, like, a Domino's pizza. I don't mean that thin crust. Oven pizza, something like that. Good, actual, nice pizza, soft crust, nice pepperoni, nice amount of cheese, nice amount of tomato sauce. I usually say tomato sauce. And, you know, boom, you got yourself a nice little pizza there. What else do I like? My favorite food. that's it, I guess. But they're all pretty good and stuff. There's loads of good food in the world. Yeah, those are just the basic foods. I don't mean cultural foods. There's amazing cultural foods that I have. And generally, just taste have the variety and stuff like that. So yeah, now this isn't this. I'm about to ask myself a question. This isn't planned by Ashley. This is just my own question. Okay. Oh, there's someone walking down the street. Ooh, they are about to ask me a question. Now, what is your favorite drink? Ah, ah. Oh, amazing. My favorite drink. Oh, no, I don't really have a favorite drink. It's like Fanta on my top. I know, boring, I know. But Fanta is amazing, iconic, beautiful. Fanta's just amazing. Just any juice is good. I never found a juice that I didn't like, actually. Well, I probably have, but I just don't remember it, because it rarely ever happens. This juice is just top tier. But, no, it's actually second tier, because I'm top tier. So, like, you know. Well, I'm not top tier, but... So, yes, my favorite drink. My favorite drink is basically just any fizzy drink. Like, fizzy drinks are just iconic and amazing. Fanta. I've never actually seen a fizzy drink that I've not liked. Probably has happened, but you know, I just don't remember anything like that, because it rarely ever happens for me to not like a fizzy drink. But come on now, like, me not like a fizzy drink, that's wow, not seen before. So nice, that's ask these questions. Now let's head up to Chloe's questions. Chloe was in episode 6. Yeah, it's episode 6. Chloe's in episode 6. Okay, my first question is, when did you start your podcast? I planned it out during August. And I posted the trailer September 1st and uploaded my first episode on September 16th. Next question. When did you start your channel? I think it was the 31st of January 2015 that I actually made it. That I made the YouTube account and stuff like that. And I first uploaded an actual video. I do not remember. I don't remember when. It took me a while or a few years before I actually uploaded my first actual video. What's your favorite thing about school? Lunchtime and friends. Like, lunchtime and friends just make school times billion times better. Like, without food or friends, school would be trashy. I'm sorry. Like, if you're not getting fed in the place where you're gonna spend, like, 6 or 7 hours, or spend your next 6 or 7 hours, I mean, then that's just an L. That's sad. That's just bad. Like, I can't last. I will simply evaporate. I will simply teleport home and sneak some food into my pocket. I will literally break down. Like, bro, I will not be able to last at all. Like, I'm sorry, but I just won't. My voice hurts. That's not part of me or my agenda to survive 7 or 6 hours without eating. Unless I'm sleeping, then, you know, I'll probably be able to last. I won't break down then. Okay, that's pretty nice. We're doing decent so far, guys. Doing pretty good, Leviathan. Now, what's your favorite subject? I know, I don't want to sound boring and stuff, and I don't want to sound plain. However, my favorite subject is PE. I know, it's like, everyone's gonna say PE and stuff like that. Not everyone, but loads of people. But it's just because PE is nice. You play some games, stuff like that. You just vibe, chill. And then PE can actually help you in real life and stuff, you know. Your heart, exercise. When people need exercise and when people need... just helps a lot. It's nice. I really like PE. PE is cool. Play games, chill with your friends, communicate with your friends. Make memories, play sports you've never played before, explore different sports. a variety in different sports, basically. Or if you're doing, like, workouts, like cardiovascular endurance and stuff like that, then, you know, that's, like, exercising your heart and stuff like that. You know, it's just pretty nice, pretty good. PE is pretty decent, pretty nice. Some people love to be so competitive in PE for some reason. I don't know why people are playing PE sometimes like it's the World Cup or World Championship Final or Premier League or whatever they're doing it as. Because they're just doing too much. Come on now. Next question. What is one thing you would tell your past self?
What's something I would tell my past self?
I feel like... what I would tell myself is... I don't know, actually. Is to... not worry. Yeah, I would tell myself not to worry. I'm not saying that before that I did worry a lot. I didn't really worry a lot. But, of course, there would be, like, for the first days of school and stuff like that, I wasn't really worrying, but, of course, there was some sign of nerve in me, and I was nervous. And not in the physical or mad nerve or, you know, cheeky nerve or something like that. Like, I don't know, it was just an emotion that I felt a bit weird to me. Just, you know, just to ride through everything. That's what I mean, like, just to ride through everything. Just to be calm. Enjoy everything, take time in everything you do, relax, calm, and stuff like that. It's like, you know, everything will do itself, like a jigsaw puzzle. Everything will connect yourself. It'll be a manual or automatic jigsaw puzzle. It'll be already connected and stuff like that. All you have to do is just do the rest, and then boom, get your stuff. So yeah, that's what I would do. Tell myself again. What's your favorite quote? Now, I know I do a quote every single podcast episode, so I'm gonna give you two quotes. One in the middle of it and one at the end. So this isn't part of today's quote, but this is a quote I think I've made or I heard. I don't remember. So the quote is I have to pull up a little bit. But there is this really, really good quote that I have or had saved. I'm going to be checking it up now because I think I saved. It's a really nice, good quote, I think. It's a really sick, slick, and amazing quote. Okay, so the quote is... drumroll, please. Okay, so the quote is... oh no, this is just a quote I've seen. If God didn't fix the situation, he's using the situation to fix you. Yeah, so basically what this means is, you know, if you feel like you're praying to God and you're praying for a better situation, the situation isn't improving. And I feel like because, you know, he's using the situation to fix you and to better you and to better your life and to better your thinking and your going. You know, something for people who are very one-track minded, it'll be very hard for them to understand and stuff like that, but you know, it takes time and stuff like that. You know, people are very on the ball with it sometimes. It takes time, I guess. What's one piece of advice you want everyone to know? Okay, I know I say this all of the time. I literally say this in every single episode. I think I've already said this in two episodes, episode 1 and episode 10, but now I'm saying it in episode 11, season 2, episode 1. Never, ever, 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 no, I'm literally telling you, like, times 4 billion evers, or infinite evers, be in a trio friendship. Ever, 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 ever. They never work out well. Trust me, they just don't. I'm not saying that I've been in one. What I've seen is when people say don't be in one, they mean it. Because there will always be these two best friends who like each other more than the other. And they'll always be two best friends who live closer to each other and go to each other's house all the time. Or two best friends who always plan things and leave the other one out because there's the two best friends in the friendship. And it just makes things very awkward for you. And, you know, no one's going to be wanting it to be awkward for them. That's just a bit, you know, weird. So, yeah, that's just my little advice to you. Don't be in a trio friendship, because a lot of the time, they do not work out well. And, you know, you'll be here crying to yourself. Why didn't I listen to me when I podcast? So, yeah, listen to Bear Style Podcast. And, well, I'm not stopping you, and I'm not telling you shit. Well, I kind of am. But, you know, just take in consideration. Be concerned if you see slight you being left out in your true relationship. Well, true friendship, I mean. So, you know, still, of course, watch out. And, yeah, be aware of, you know, generally that and stuff. You know, just to know. Now, I'm heading on to David now. And David, as you know, is a very weird guy. He's a very crazy dude. So he'd, of course, ask me very weird questions. And he's the guy who I did for episode 8. Mirsa Podcast episode 8. Which was about rapping and gaming. So, you know, he'd, of course, ask me very weird questions. Now, his first question. What is your type? Oh my gosh. I'm not really the guy who likes answering these type of questions. However, for now, I will answer it. I don't really like looking at it as type, because it feels like I'm picking and choosing. Of course, my type is, you know, a female, but I'm not gonna be picking and choosing. Like, it's Build-A-Bear Workshop, because, you know. But I don't, like, what's a person with just looks but no personality? They're basically just a mannequin. They're basically just a dazzled-up mannequin. Like, I'd rather have a person who has the best personality, has the best vibes to in the world, instead of a person who looks straight out of Barbie. I'm joking. A person who just looks like straight out of the plastic surgeon, or a person who feels like they have to be so dazzled up to be loved. Of course, everyone's loved, and everyone has, everyone's just loved, I guess. But, you know, personality matters so much to me, because of course your personality is the most important thing about you, because, you know, you could be the most attractive person in the world to some people, but have the worst attitude and personality in the world. And, you know, that happens sometimes a lot. So, you know, that's just to me and my opinion, I guess. Are you working on any projects? Okay, this is a nice question. I like this one. Yes. Let me give you some sneak peeks. Well, I'm not going to give you sneak peeks by visual. But I will give you sneak peeks verbally. So, I'm working on maybe collaborating with someone for music. I'm not going to say who. But I'm, you know, doing my music stuff behind the scenes. You know, getting my music all done and stuff like that. You know, your boy's getting his music done up and stuff. You know. Also, of course, working on Meristar Podcasts. It's also basically a project to me. Meristar Studios, which is my basically, it's like Darman Studios. Making my own studio, like working place, like a Discord server. And, you know, I'm just hiring some people to help around with the channel and Meristar Podcasts. What else have I got to bring up? Yeah, just generally my podcast, things like that. Meristar Reacts, or Meristar Reactions, where I react to stuff, like maybe viral TikTok trends, TikTok, just TikTok things, funny moments, sad moments, stuff like that, just me reacting to them, maybe, might be coming soon and stuff, you know, we'll see, only time can tell, and stuff like that. And of course, I'm still working on season 2. And of course, I'm still posting my regular Fortnite Warframe and stuff like that. So yeah, that's pretty nice. Stuff like that. So that's basically counted as a project. I've still also got my album, which is not released yet. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. Actually, I've already told you the name of it in episode 8 with David, actually. So, you know, you can go and watch that. It's like about 17, 16 minutes in. And you can go and check out that. Next question. Do you smoke? Do I smoke? No. No, I don't smoke. And I'm not willing to or ever looking to ever smoke. I'm not a smoker. Sorry, I don't smoke. I don't think it sounds like I smoke either. Yeah, I don't smoke. I don't vape. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cocaine, marijuana. I don't do that. I'm not a smoker, and I'm not willing to be a smoker or known as a smoker. So yeah, I don't. Okay, let's head on to episode 10 questions, which I've got my questions from people who are in episode 10. Okay. Let's go. I got this question from Enya. Enya asked me, "You can have you ever been in a fight before?" Okay. So I feel like arguments. Arguments. I've been in an argument. Well, of course, I've argued with someone. Everyone's argued with someone. If you come up to me and say you've never argued with someone, I'll just look at you and be like, "What? Why are you lying?" Of course, you argued with someone. Come on, that's just basic, you know, simple doodah. Just arguing, I guess. I've also a fight. Well, of course, I've been in one, a physical one. I win it, of course, because, you know, that's me. I'm not going to give you the details of the fight, but, and the context. I'm not going to give you any context, but I'm, you know, mean, ha 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 ha. Just know that I don't really cause fights, I don't begin fights, and I don't start fights, I'm not that guy. But, and I never ever hit someone first, unless... Actually, no, I don't really hit people first. So yeah, I'm not really that hit first guy. So yeah, that's to answer your question. I've been in a fight before. Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys fought before? Tell me. Yeah, reach out to me. Have you ever fought before? Have you ever fought someone? I don't know if you guys have fought someone. If you fought someone, then comment down below on my video on YouTube, MercerYT, that's the YouTube channel. Check it out. Okay, now let's head on to the next question for you guys. Does your school have a pet? The school that I go to currently does not have a pet, because I know some people have a school pet. And by pet, I don't mean teacher's pet. Like, the people in class are like, "Eh, da, da, da." I'm like a school pet, because my old school did. My old school had a dog. I'm not gonna tell you what his name was. Well, actually, yeah, well, his name was Buddy. We also used to have snails in the classes and stuff like that. Some snails had a class in it. Like one snail per year group, I think. So that some people take turns of feeding him. But it was usually only people with special needs who fed him, though. I never got to feed him, sadly. Kind of wanted to feed him, but it was all right, though. So yeah, that's basically it with the school prep. But yeah, now we don't have school prep. Do you guys have school prep? Do you guys do school prep and stuff like that? Where I am, we don't, sadly. Sadly don't do school prep. Okay. Next question. Have you ever talked back to a teacher? I'm not that devious person like that. I'm not the rebel, and I'm not that type of person who does things to appear as cool or all this and that, because I don't like giving myself a reputation of something that I'm not. It gives people a bad light of who I actually am. So, no. Even though teachers have said that I was talking back, personally, I don't think I was talking back. Even when they've stopped. Like, people be taking long breaks when they're finishing. Like, they'll be like, you are really disrupting. Miss, but why are you talking back? Why are you talking back? Like, that's literally how they be. Like, they take such long pauses and to give me the hint that they finished. Then when I start speaking, they'll be like, I'm not finished. Why are you talking back? I'm like, bro, come on now. And then, you know, so I don't really get the instance. I am that type of person. I'm not that type of dude. I don't really involve myself with that and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's all of Enya's questions. And Enya's, you know, episode 10. So, yep. Okay, so next question. Now, these questions have finished. And these questions, they aren't by me, and they aren't by anyone else who's being welcome, that's it. So these are just random little questions I found off Google. I know, yeah, might as well. Would you ever be in a relationship with your girl best friend or boy best friend? No, ever. That just makes things weird. And I'm not the type of person to be willing to make my friendships that are already amazing weird. Say thank you, please, and thank you. I would never. I don't think. And plus, I'm not even looking for a relationship anyway because, you know, I don't need one. I don't find it significant in my life. I'm not dying for one, and I'm not begging for one. I don't really like anyone, so, you know. Next question. Are you in a relationship? No. Definitely not. No. Nope. I'm not really, you know, as I said, I'm not looking for one. I'm not ready for one. I'm not willing to have one. I'm not looking for one. I don't need one. Yeah. I'm happy the way I am. So that's cool. That's chill. When was the last time you went to a party? I don't know. That was probably a while ago, actually. Maybe even a year ago, actually. I don't know. Very long time ago, it was. I don't really remember the last party I went to. It was ages and ages and ages ago. It was like cultural party and stuff like that. You know, the usual cultural parties, you know, how people be. It's not a wedding or anything, just like a party. Oh my god. Oh, I'm tired. Is there a person that you really want to meet or slash see? Who would it be? If you're talking celebrity wise or just friends wise, I don't really know. I'd meet Mr. Beast, which I don't know why, so he can give me a Tesla, and he can also give me money. So, boom. Meet Mr. Beast equals Tesla and free money. So, you know. I'll be looking for you, Mr. Beast, don't worry. I'll find and search everywhere to find Mr. Beast. Trust me. I will literally go round America. I know he lives in North Carolina. I think. I'm joking. I wouldn't go out for a clip for Mr. Beast. I could easily find him. Not to sound weird. I think I could find him. Who knows? Can we find him? Yeah, just all I need is Google. Search. Where does Mr. Beast live? North Carolina. Takes plane to that place in North Carolina. Oh, Mr. Beast, I didn't know I wanted to find you here. Can I have free Tesla and free money? Yes, you can, Mr. Maristar. Take your Tesla and free money. Thank you for coming. Also, get this signed autograph. And also, you can get a picture with me. Takes picture, gets autograph. Boom. Mr. Beast signed. So yeah, I'd probably go for Mr. Beast. Or just someone who would give away money for some Tesla. Because, you know, that's swag. And my trip to North Carolina better be covered and paid. Because, you know, I'm not willing to pay myself, if you know what I mean. If you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean. Stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty general, I know. So, that's my Mr. Beast story. Let's move on. Okie dokie. So, moving on to the next question. This is... I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm just grateful for life and, you know, having the chance to wake up and do stuff that I do every day. I'm grateful for the people that are with me and support me. And I'm loving every day. I'm just grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for where I'm up to now. I'm grateful for loads of different things. I'm grateful for the opportunities and even be doing this podcasting, right? I would never imagine myself to do podcasting until now. So there are loads of doors that are opening. My O's are being weird today. That are opening. Regards just like the life-changing grateful things that happen and occur every day, I guess. So, you know, happy and stuff like that. What nice thing can you do for someone else today? Give someone a hug, say hi to someone, wave, make them a card, give them a Christmas card, I don't know, put up someone's tree. what do you do for fun? Let's get to another question. What motivates someone to work hard? Okay, I like this question. What motivates someone is, I feel like the biggest motivators are the people that are around you and you don't even realize. Like, trust me, people around you benefit, will change your life so much. Even if you don't see it, trust me, they are doing it. They literally make up maybe even most of the stuff you do in your day. They change your life. So, basically, your choice of who you put yourself with and surround yourself with and stuff like that. They do change your line of thinking and the way you think. And your general just thinking. Okay, everyone called me Mirror. Just Mirror. Just Mirror. I would be called Mero. Everyone would be like, yo, Mero, or something like that. So I'll just be Mero to everyone. I'd be Mr. Mero. Mr. Lyrical Miracle, but stuck in the pinnacle. Yeah, you heard that. You here is pretty despicable. Cutting the trees, there's deforestation, that's a spicy sensation. This is kind of the nation felt bad for the slaves in the plantation. Yeah, I'd be Mr. Miracle. I'm joking, I'd be Mero. Yeah, that was basically a name everyone called me. It's a short, little nickname. What's the most adventurous thing you've done ever in life? I don't know. Actually, I went to Langdale. I did also discuss more in detail of my Langdale trip on episode 10 with Enya, Freya, and Marvin. So you can just, you know, watch them like that and hear about my trip experience that I recently went on as of recording last month. So yeah, that was pretty nice. Pretty swaggish, pretty cool. Do you have any pets? No, I don't have any pets right now, but I do actually want a pet. Because pets are cool, pets are nice. Pets are always the nice thing to have. Pets are swaggish. Pets are cool and unique. You can have whatever pet you want. Well, not whatever, because some are illegal, but yeah, no, everyone, you know what I mean. Which is your favorite season and why? I like summer. And, you know, I know everyone's gonna be like, Bella, summer, that's basic. But, you know, the hot sun, beach, going out, hot, nice weather. I don't know, and, like, I just like it when it's nice and hot outside. It looks blue sky, looks good. It just makes me feel happy. So, it literally just makes me smile while just staring outside my window. But don't smile for too long, because your neighbor's gonna be thinking you're weird. Just staring into the window. They're probably thinking you're planning something, but, you know, don't stare for too long. Stare, but don't overstare. People are gonna think you're weird. yeah, that's basically some of the questions for this podcast. Yep, we have made it to the end of the first episode of Season 2, Episode 1 of Miristar Podcasts. Okay, guys. Remember, at the end of every single podcast episode, there is a quote. And this episode's quote is, let's think of it, everyone's life comes with questions. People only do things for fame to get more mentions. Boom. Quoted. By me, 2021, Mercer 2021. Everyone's life comes with questions, but people only get fame so they can get mentions. Boom. Last quote of Season 2, Episode 1. I hope you guys enjoyed Season 2, Episode 1 of Mercer Podcasts. If you did, not forget to subscribe to the podcast. Not forget to like it and enjoy. Answer the question in the Q&A if you're watching it on Spotify right now. Thank you guys for tuning in to the first episode of Season 2. And I'll see y'all in the next one and many more to come. Bye-bye.